In terms of rules 130 of NA, we must elect, first let me apologize for the chairperson. He's not well, so we have to elect the acting chairperson up until he comes. So I will ask the members to get the nomination of the acting chairperson. Can I call in for members too? Honorable Njobo.
Good afternoon, honorable members. My name is Lindiwe Njobo. I nominate the name of Faith Began as the acting chairperson. Thank you.
Faith Began is nominated as the acting chairperson. Can I get a seconder for the nomination?
Good afternoon, members. I want to second the name of Faith Began. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further nominations?
No.
No further nominations.
I therefore call upon Honorable Began to proceed for the chairperson. Thank you.
Members, good afternoon. We're not going to waste time because of EPCs, but the members of the committee did get copies of the reports, and we need to adopt those reports. It's the Eastern Cape report, oversight report, as well as the our budget vote report for in preparation for next week's budget vote on the 28th of May. Okay, can I request that we start with the important one, which is our budget vote report. I'm going to ask this way from the members, is there anything that you'd like to contribute on top of this report? Because I think you got the report earlier in the week. Can I give us just a minute, just go through it? Do you want to go through it? Let me just give a half a minute for you to go through it. Comments to be passed, questions to be asked, you'll do so per page. Ne? Anything on page one? No, page two? Page three? Page four. Page five. Page six. Page 7. Nothing. Page 8. Page 9. Thank you. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. In page 13, in terms of recommendations. Sorry, member.
Yes, but I wanted to say maybe on page 13, the 6 bullet proofs of recommendations and the conclusions. The conclusion, by the way, that's the way forward that the committee is taking. That members of the committee satisfy themselves if these are the only recommendations they have made, and that they are accurate and exactly reflects what they would like to see here as part of the way forward, and the same as the conclusions. It would be difficult for some of us, but I think it is important for members of this committee to confirm that and make comments, positive or negative.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I just like to that they add also under recommendations. There's been an issue on the rehabilitation of mines, and that the distribution of working on those rehabilitation of mines has been given to Geosciences and MinTech. We requested, I think, a detailed report in relation to that. A detailed report as to the developments of those rehabilitation of mines with the aligned approved budget. With the aligned approved budget accounted for. In the same report. Another point, I think we also said, in terms of the fact that there's been an increase in their budget, and one of the major problems that they've been complaining of is capacity within the department, that we get an update. We receive an update in as far as vacancies, the filling of vacancies. And how capacity is to be improved. In their regional offices throughout the country. Any other additions to the members? Or from the members at least? In conclusion, they say the portfolio committee, having considered the annual performance plan and budget vote of the Department of Mineral Resources, recommends that the House supports the budget vote 32 of Mineral Resources. Any other additions? Can we then now really adopt the report?
Yes, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. I move the adoption of the report. Thank you.
Relate. Thank you. Any seconder to the adoption of this report? Honorable Khululu seconds that. So we've adopted our budget vote report, vote 32. Okay, then the second report is the Eastern Cape report. Can I just check, have we read this report? We should have read this report. Be right. Can I then request that we go through it again, page by page, and then after that we'll give inputs as we get to each page. Honorable Schmidt, we are on the Eastern Cape report. Would you care to join us?
Come on.
We've just started. We're going to go page by page through the Eastern Cape report. You did receive your documents, isn't it?
Yes, I did.
You did go through them. So if there's any comments, we'll comment page by page as we go along. Okay, then page one of the report. Any inputs or comments or corrections? Page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. Page six. Page seven. Page eight. Nothing. Page nine. Page nine. Can I pass? Page nine. Honorable Sonja.
No, Chairperson, looking at the second, the third line on page eight, the conversion. Yeah, the conversion application was. I was not sure of that word.
I'm sure it meant to say notoriously. Did you want to say that? I don't want to put words in your mouth. It doesn't sound right either.
No, Madam Chair, notoriously executed means that it has been transferred in the books, in the registers. That's what notoriously means. It's a legal
in terms of
phrase.
Notorious.
No, notoriously means it has been registered in the books by virtue of a notary.
Notarially.
materially, yeah. That
oh,
is fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
So it is correct. Yeah. It is correct, ne? Okay. Page 8, can I so say? Page, can we then go to page 9? Page 10. Page 11. Nothing on page 12, 13.
On the third bullet there, right on top, the community further indicated that, that they are livestock.
Noted, thank you. Anything else on page 13? Nothing else on page 13, page 14. Page 15?
On page 14.
Okay.
On the third bullet under buzzeries, two others at the beginning of February. It's a grammatical. Very.
You're the only one who really read this report. That's page 14. Anything else on page 14? Page 15? Page 16.
Chair.
Yes.
Can we look at the second paragraph, which starts members further wanted to know why limiting buzzers to two and to what extent to they cover? Just to correct.
That's the second paragraph.
Yeah.
Members second further paragraph. Wanted to know why limiting buzzeries to two and to what extent they cover. do they cover students? And after cover students, it seems incomplete. Yeah, cover students.
And when you continue on that same one, the Transkei queries responded that they give bursaries. They.
With her wife. Yeah, we know, but that's what they said. They said, yes, they were lying, but it's what they said, so we can't really change what was their own statement. Anything else on page 15?
On the meeting with the community of Umdrankomo, I think the third paragraph there, the houses are broken because of the blasting. I think those houses were cracked. They were not broken.
They complained that the blasting went to an extent of damaging their houses through the cracks. And obviously the warning was done at a very short space of time. So some were caught unaware. Can we just go to bullet 8.1, bullet point 3, so that we determine if there's such a word? Maybe my English is once again broken. Houses are broken because of the blasting and nothing the mine has done. And the mine has done nothing. Then it says, instead the owner built the Hadassi. What does that mean? Is it called a Hadassi? Hadassi? Yeah. There's no such a the Xhosa word for what?
It's a Xhosa word she used. That's why I put it in the text.
There's no English word for Hadassi.
But then I think the third bullet should read, houses are damaged because of the blast. Oh, how many houses are broken?
Damaged because of the blasting, yes. And nothing in the mine has done nothing.
No, you can't.
To correct the situation.
You can't say they have built a task. You can better say.
I hear you, but I'm not laughing.
So you can better say they built the.
What is a Hadassi?
I don't know. But you can't say they did nothing. So they did something which we don't understand. But those that were at the visit can be able to see what is it that they saw in the mine.
Honorable Sonto?
No, the context here is that the mine did nothing to correct the situation, the cracking house. Yeah, I think it relates to that. Instead, they built the Hadassi. I don't know what the Hadassi means. It was late that day. It was in the afternoon, so.
Now let's maybe move out of the Hadassi.
No, but I think we need to get an understanding of this Hadassi because I don't remember what was said on that day. But the bottom line is that sentence should be showing the statement that one of the complaints was that after blasting, there would be an indication of some houses cracking and the mine owners would do nothing to go back and correct the situation. Let it just end there.
Is there any particular hurry to adopt the report today, or we can just make corrections and refer things that need some investigation to be investigated on what actually happened and adopt it in the next meeting? Because a number of things are not complete in the report, we will see as we go on.
Okay.
Unless if you them want to adopt it today.
The thing is the members did get the report earlier in the week so that they come ready. But okay. Honorable Sonto, let's hear what you have to say about that.
Chairperson, the reason why we are correcting, we are making these little corrections is because we want to adopt the report today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
Anyway, I reformulated that, ne, without the Hadasi. We cannot attest to the Hadasi in terms of vocabulary. I think that sentence just needs to be reformulated because we can't all attest to a Hadasi. And I don't remember the conversation going towards a Hadasi. And for the sake of the understanding within the report, so that we don't acclimatize to witnessing something we don't really know.
Can okay. I just check if this one also is correct, the fifth bullet. There was a concern that the mining that is taking place in the village makes the community to be divided. Can it really?
I think because of the non-compliance of the mine owner to meet up to the promises made was creating a division within the community.
Well, we can say, for you, Chairperson, we can say the mining activity.
Mm.
That is taking place in the village divides the community.
The mining activity?
Yes, that sounds straightforward. That's taking place in the village divides the community, okay. Any other point on page 15? Yeah, there's an issue there that the lady is self-empowering herself, self-enriching herself, goes to the community and makes promises but doesn't keep up to those promises. And she's also one of the people who are still going to call to the portfolio committee in the next term. Page 16. Nineteen. Page 20. Honorable member.
I have a number of issues in page 20.
One is
11.4. So come in this report from where it shows the report of particular areas of the visits, there has been a consistent complaint over the mine not building houses because it is mining next to the village or next to the people's houses.
And when we look at 11.4 on page 20, it is an escape clause. It is an escape clause that seemingly seems to say we are resting with that. That if you want to avoid the social responsibility of housing for the workers, just establish your mine next to where people have got residential, irrespective of their poor residential areas. Because what it reads is this: the company does not provide accommodation at the quarries because the quarries are located close to residential areas where employees reside. So, Lafarge is in the process of revising the housing policy with the unions. But the sentence up to employees reside is an escape clause. It looks like we are agreeing to say That is the way it must go in mining. If you don't want to build houses for the workers, just open your shaft nearer to the village. Then you have escaped from that social responsibility. That is the first part, Chairperson. Okay. I will go to 13 and to 14 later on.
Okay. Honourable Sando.
Chairperson, the context in which this comes is that in the area where there are these quarries, there cannot be houses, and as a result of that, this company ferries the workers to their residential places, and workers were happy with that. Now it would not be correct to suggest that the company is abdicating its responsibility when together with them, because when we said they should revise their housing policy with the unions, we were saying even where workers reside, there should be an arrangement by the company to subsidize their houses. That's what we were saying. So it's not necessarily that the company is mining closer to residential areas.
I think it's also an issue that the mine was established long before housing extended to the area of mining, because it had a long lifespan, I think. Was it over 20 years? Ne?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was about over 20 years. But anyway, the establishment of housing came after the mine had been established, developed. Mm-hmm. Then the fact that they didn't have that housing policy and the fact that they were not doing anything about it, we did interrogate them and talk to them about changing that policy. I think what we should be adding is that a report is expected by the committee on the developments of them attending to their policy issues in relation to housing, because we said if they can't build a house for the people, then they must subsidize them.
Guided by what Comrade Sondo says, Chairperson, then it means the second sentence must not start by saying Lafarge is doing that. It must say that the committee has asked Lafarge to do that. Then it kills that escape clause idea. The committee has acted on that particular situation by saying to Lafarge, improve your or revise your housing policy.
Yeah. I hear you now. I think the issue is that, yeah, after that sentence, kick out that whole complete sentence, the last sentence, and add that the committee has then requested a report on the developments of them revising their housing policy.
On the ferrying of those workers from their houses to the mine, to the quarry, in that they were traveling by buggy, and we were very concerned. We said they should at least provide a kumbi or a bus instead of ferrying.
Oh, yeah, the unsafe transport.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you need to detail that also. There's nothing in the recommendations about that, no?
This is a new sentence. The transport must not be congested with the housing.
I was going to say, in fact, I wanted a way of formulating it under recommendations, because we left the under recommendations, add it as a point that Lafarge is expected to give a report to the portfolio committee Because if you remember, they said they've got other areas of mining in other provinces. So they will need to go and sit as the relevant board and re-look into the whole process related to housing. But in particular, in the Queenstown area, the issue of transport, which the union and mine workers were complaining about, needs to be corrected, because even the type of transport they were being transported with was not safe. And the distance from where they were being dropped off to their places of residence did not ensure their safety. That notice. Okay. Any other comments?
They're coming to 13, those 13 recommendations. Bullet number 2, which is civil and general. Civil and general should redo, I don't know what that is, redo its report and submit it before the end of April. And then it goes further to say, failing to do that will be summoned to Parliament. I don't think that is necessary.
I think the whole sentence needs to change once again. Civil and general, there was civil and general what? PTY LTD or something, that needs to be completed for one. The name of that company in Queenstown. Contractors, civil and engineering contractors have been to requested through DMR, if you remember, to submit a proper report. By the 30th of April, 2013. Because if you remember, we even said that DMR will then report to us on progress concerning the mine. And I think, do not use the word failing, which we said that they're going to be summoned to Parliament. It's not the report or summoning. It's going to be the report, and thereafter, when you've seen the report, they're still going to be summoned to Parliament, because there was a lot of issues that needed to be corrected there. And there was a lot of issues we had a problem with. You remember the mine in Queenstown?
The last
mine. Remember, we even stayed an extra day to revisit that mine. They caused our Saturday to be spoiled. We had to watch football from the hotel. Do you remember that mine, the Queenstown one? They needed to cooperate with DMR because there was absolutely no cooperation with DMR, and sent the relevant reports, which DMR was struggling to get from them, to DMR, and then... Yeah, there was also an issue of a mining right where we wanted to know then why are they allowed to continue mining if they don't even have a mining right. No. So is that sentence now reformulated? Bullet point 2. I think it should read, civil and general constructors have been requested to submit a relevant report to DMR by the 30th of April. After which Parliament will then request a visit from the said mine to ensure compliance operations. Is that okay?
Fine.
Any other comments under recommendations, honorable members?
The last bullet, I think there must be some correction there. Transcar Inquiries should submit a formal report on health and safety. A formal or detailed report or something to that effect.
The second bullet, the second
the last one.
Transcar Inquiries should submit a format table report on health and safety. The issue there was based on the, we were not happy still with the mine health and safety measures that they were taking in the mine itself. If you remember, we first met them in Butterworth, and then thereafter we went to see their second plant in Umtata, in Ngambetlan, was it? We went to see their second plant in Ngambetlan, and in both plants, we were querying the way the mine health and safety issues were being handled. And there was also a report from DMR that they're not quite complying in relation to that. So we requested them to correct that situation. It should rather then be Transcar Inquiries due to failures, due to downfalls. In compliance to mine health and safety issues. Should forward a formal report to DMR. Should forward a formal report to DMR.
On health and safety. On
mine health and safety measures. They need to correct. On mine health and safety measures, they need to correct. And the same be reported to the portfolio committee in due course. I'd like to go back to bullet point three.
Can I say, this is a portfolio committee report. So whatever the report must say, must make more emphasis to the portfolio than to the portfolio committee than to the department. Now let me say, they must make a formal report to the DMR and to the portfolio committee. It looks like the portfolio committee in this instance was representing DMR when the portfolio committee was actually doing an oversight of whether DMR is doing what it is supposed to do. Quite obviously that is oversight. So the report must come to the portfolio committee and to the DMR. But quite
you see what is happening, honorable member, is that in the process of us doing oversight, we realized that mine owners were not complying to requirements of submitting their reports within stipulated time frames by the DMR, which is part of a requirement through the MPRDA. There's a tool that is being used to monitor them in DMR. We discovered that the very DMR is not getting those reports. So we don't have a choice but to have those reports sent to DMR so that they can comply, they can be seen to be complying. Then only can we then summon them to come to Parliament. When we've assessed, the situation is such that we are correcting it rather than condemning them, because if they don't comply also, it's an issue that mine can be closed. It's of no use us getting those reports from them, not through DMR, and you find that those reports are also wrong. That is why you find us stressing every time that through DMR. if the regional managers, according to the portfolio committee, have not received those reports, we also cannot then condone them to say that when you send that report to us, we will accept it, because then we'll be hitting DMR as the department from what is a must in terms of compliance of the mining charter for them to submit those reports. That is why we use the route that we use to say that those reports must go to DMR, meet the criteria of DMR, and then we assess what DMR has received, because when they come to us anyway, they come on the issues of non-compliance, which is through DMR first. In other words, we cannot absolve them if they have not been absolved through DMR anyway. Yes, Honorable Sonto, Honorable...
Just there to make a follow-up. There's no problem if the channel the report through DMR to the portfolio committee. Mm-hmm. I agree. But equally, we must look at the issue that the issues of compliance in respect to the implementation of legislation that we have passed in Parliament is the responsibility of the department and accountable to the portfolio committee. And therefore, the oversight is due. You're doing the oversight on the department more than on the company itself. It is the department's responsibility to do oversight on that company. If the company does not comply, the department must establish a particular kind of a monitoring and evaluation method of forcing them to comply. But we are saying, as Parliament, this is what we expect companies to do, and this is what we said. DMR, you are not complying. So please, we're taking you to task for this. But I do not have a problem if it goes through them to come to the portfolio. I think that, to me, there's no problem. There isn't much of a difference between what I say and what you say in principle.
Honorable Sand.
Comrades, when you are dealing with miners, you are dealing with crooks. I mean, that's a reality. That's a reality, comrades. Those people do not care what they do. They don't report to DMR. Now, the reason why they should submit a compliance report to DMR is to promote that working relationship between them and DMR.
Okay.
When they see those little ladies, they say, "Futsag," you know? Now, ours, therefore, the fact that the chairperson is saying we did not want to condemn them. We were in a situation where DMR were saying they don't comply.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to mediate, you know, and say, if you want to mine, this is the route that you need to go. Talk to these ladies, because if you don't talk to these ladies, they are going to revoke section, what section is this, 95?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. Whatever
section.
Yeah, whatever section. That of taking away the license. So we were promoting relations. In every mine, you go to Ulukwana, you go to Northwest, your place, you'll get mining captains there who would not take note of DMR. And in some instances, you would find a very, very elusive collusion between the two. So that's how we navigate between them, the community, and the legal framework. Thanks.
When we undertake these visits, we always make sure that DMR is with us, so that whatever information we're going to get from the mining company, DMR is there to say, no, we don't get reports on this. And then that's when we come in and say, mining company must hand over that report to DMR.
No.
Yeah. Thank you.
Unfortunately, this guy is not here.
He just left, ne?
No, sir.
We forgot him now. Okay, is that now clarified?
My captain is approved.
The conclusion? Order, comrades. In conclusion? The report having been considered with corrections. Can we adopt? It's not, it's very empty.
The conclusion.
I think take out conclusions in this case because of the fact that there are recommendations. Otherwise, you're just putting in a lot of unnecessary words. Yeah. Just take it out, ne? Conclusions. Can I propose that we adopt this report? Honorable Khululu for adoption. A seconder? Honorable Santo seconds.
We apologize for having come to your committee and made all the...
The inputs were very fruitful, honorable members. Thank you. Very fruitful.
I'm just having a look at it.
But then the one is an oversight visit. The other one is for the budget vote. What are we saying here as a committee? Honorable Son.
For the budget vote, when it gets presented to Parliament, you present it for consideration. That's why the chief whip, after you have said it, you will stand up and say, I propose that the report be
adopted.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. In fact, there are two ways. There's a consideration. Why do I say this? Because of the motion.
That's why I'm asking, because it's not clear after you have considered. It is not clear what you say now must consider.
Yeah, now the problem is, unfortunately, now we are just one party here. And we normally...
There's a committee. And when we have adopted it, then we present to Parliament for adoption. Yeah.
You've already summed it up. So we've adopted the Eastern Cape report, ne?
Yes.
It was adopted by Honorable Khululu, supported by Honorable Sonto. Okay. Then the last thing, Honorable Members, you received the program of action. Can we adopt that program, please? Program adopted by Honorable Mjobo? Before we adopt, yes, Honorable Mjobo.
Wednesday night.
We have to adopt that report. You remember we called the top 10 mining companies. Then we called, before that we called different entities to come and give their views on the mining charter. That's the report you need to adopt. That report was repeatedly being sent back by ourselves in the committee. So we must have adopted that report by the time we have the mining charter workshop. Remember that report that we were complaining that it was not properly constructed? It has been reformulated now. It's done with the help of the researcher and the committee secretary. So that report on that particular day, we have to adopt it first before we go to the workshop. That is why we've got a date on its own, and it's quite a thick report, remember? Because of the hiccups we've been having as a committee, we made a special request to the chair of chairs of those 2 days. So it's the first 2 days of the constituency. And because we already ran out of dates, as you can see, we are pressed even now in this present meeting. We were granted permission to hold the 2 days, which was actually saving us from holding it on a Friday, Saturday.
Can we be released because we are now in internal arrangements?
Are you okay, Honorable Job?
Well, now we came to help you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members.
Thanks.
Thanks, Honorable Coach.
These internal affairs, we don't want people.
So can I request that you adopt the program of action for the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources?
Just to say, Chairperson, to cater for Ifie Gamjo, can you and the powers that be make it a point that provinces do get notified about that particular, those particular 2 days, so that singabethwa the provinces zethu ne hola.
Okay, that's fine.
But is that a group member?
Excluding. I didn't close the meeting. Are you then happy? Kaloku phela, we need to adopt this program with consideration of the suggestions that have been made. Ne? Can I then call for adoption of the program?
I so move.
Honorable Sonto, seconded by Honorable Khulu.
In that next time, comrades, let's not keep these minutes for so long, including the reports. You know, it's stressful because we have to now use our what to call and try to remember. Some of us were old enough now to be stressing about what happened. You know? So next time, let's make it within, see, adopt as soon as we can.
A fortnight should be too long.
That's definitely seconded. A fortnight should be too long. Yeah. That's definitely seconded, and it's considered, Honorable Members. But the members must also avail themselves when we want these reports to be read, adopted, so that we move on. Because even DMR also made that request that we are making now, that we take too long before they can act on reports to adopt them. Thank you very much, Honorable Members, for your support. I declare the meeting closed. Thank you.